At one time during the war years, a watchmaker rented our spare bedroom and established his watch repair shop and used this room as his living quarters. My mother arranged for him to teach my brother his trade. When this man moved on, after a year or so, a capmaker rented our spare room, and he taught me his trade. My father had left his machine, sewing machine, and some patterns. And when this man moved on to a different town, I was able to take over his trade. He used to manufacture caps and hats for the people in town and some of the farmers in the villages. And I used to barter those for farm products. It helped during the famine years. My mother, too, used to exchange her work for some farm products, for butter, cheese, potatoes, etc. In later years, a more modern school was established for the children with a modern Hebrew teacher. My sister Liv got the first prize, the medallion of Theodor Herzl. A group of friends of mine and I engaged this teacher privately to teach us Hebrew. We used to take walks and try to speak Hebrew together. Some of these friends emigrated to Israel when I left for America. Unfortunately, this brother contracted the disease. We didn't know at the time what it was. He was pale, had no appetite, developed a sore on his ankle, which would not heal, and started to ooze pus. We had no doctor in our town, no hospital. So my mother took him to Vilna, the metropolis of this region. His foot had to be amputated. My mother brought him home, got around on crutches for a while, but was bedridden most of the time. Then his other leg got a sore above his knee, started to ooze pus very profusely, and gangrene set in. The doctors told my mother that his blood turned to water. These recollections I'm relating are not necessarily in chronological order. During the First World War, the Germans occupied our town in 1915 and stayed for about 4 years. They stationed about a dozen soldiers in our house. They let us retain our bedrooms, and they slept on the floor of our big room. In those days, they were nice to the Jewish population. I started to learn to read and write German. The corporal in charge of this group was very helpful. My sister Frieda used to read many paperback in German. It was a series called Krieg und Liebe. They were war novels. The Germans used to requisition grain and other foodstuffs from the neighboring farmers, as well as livestock and horses. They used to give them a receipt, they called it a schein, which was supposed to be presented for payment after the war, but it turned out to be worthless. The Germans stored this material in our old synagogue, which was rarely used since we used a newer building. In 1918, after the revolution in Germany, the Kaiser had abdicated and fled to Holland. They signed a peace treaty with the Russians. They started to retreat. There would be several days without any authority to keep order until the Russians would come. There were rumors that the peasants from the town and the surrounding villages were planning to come into town to make a pogrom, that is to attack on the Jews, to rob and possibly kill people. The young Jewish men formed a self-defense group. They bought some ammunition from the Germans and trained themselves how to defend themselves. They laid plans to station armed men at strategic points near the villages with incendiary materials. If any trouble started, the men in town would give a signal, and the men near the villages would set fire to the to the houses. So the peasants had to rush back to save the homes. The local priest was warned that a Jewish population is armed and is ready to defend themselves. Luckily, nothing happened. In about 3 days, the Russians came and kept order.